W2JKT Mobile.
Port GFW Mobile.
Good morning, this is W2JKT Mobile by Echolink. How's it going this morning?
Doing pretty well, Eric. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Just driving on to work here in the rain, learning a little bit more about this car and what it can and can't do. But pretty good weekend. Had some Halloween stuff with the YL and her kids, and formal Halloween is tonight, but Saturday for the kids, and did some decorating and stuff. It was a good time. How was your weekend?
It was good. We went up to Kentucky to see the daughter and granddaughter up there, and went to the corn maze and did some Halloween stuff, and then when we got back, the other grandkids retreat and visited with us, so it was a good day all in all.
KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick, W2JKT. How are you doing this morning? We're just starting here this morning talking about weekend stuff.
And 4TFW.
Guys, I'm doing good. Just trying to get this day started. And see what happens this week.
Well, welcome to Happy Monday. I'm back on Echolink this morning. Just having too many radio performance issues, and I think it's just the fact that I've not got a great antenna set up for this car yet. Need to do something about getting a better ground plane or something, because my truck works great, but even with this RF unit. So I think the problem lies in my insulation and my antenna.
Eric, you can put a ground plane kit on there so that you have a ground. I had to sneeze. Ground plane on there. It's four little radials that come out that mount on the MNO mount, and then you put your antenna on top of that.
I have not heard of such a thing, but I will definitely look today. That sounds like a great idea. If it can screw onto the mag mount base and make that connection to the shield, that would probably increase the performance quite a bit. Because right now there's just no connection. And I also need to get hardwired into power, just so there's at least a body to the chassis of the car. I think that ground plane kit would probably go a long way.
Over the weekend, because I've got the same issue, so I was trying to figure out something. So I was going to try that. I'll send you the link to it.
Yeah, please do. My email on QRZ is good, so just look me up if you don't have my address yet already. Patrick, how was your weekend? What did you guys do?
Worked on the tool truck all Friday and Saturday, and then I had a wedding to go to yesterday that took most all day there, so driving there and driving back after the wedding, so that's my weekend.
Well, that sounds like a good time. I'm not, my YL and I, we talk about getting married, but, just the hassle of going through the ceremony is probably enough to keep us from ever actually doing it. So that and the alternative minimum tax would just freaking kill us if we ever did get married. So hopefully no big ceremonies in our future, but weddings can be a lot of fun if they're done right. Hope you guys had a good time up there.
Got to meet with family again, a lot of her family, and friends. Just had a good time and enjoyed. But go ahead and pick it up, Ken.
I'm joining the conversation. Yeah, ours. We had a good trip up to Kentucky and back, so that was a good deal. And nothing special other than Susan's old workplace called her. They were struggling, wanting to know if she wanted to come back a few days, so she's headed into work today.
Yeah, I hear that. We're actually trying to get some people to come back to work, too, because, in spite of everything that's going on with the retracting economy and all that, it's still hard to find people.
It is, Eric, and Miss Susan is loving that. going back to work this week after, what, 2 weeks off?
For a whole month. But they called her last night. They couldn't quit. People out sick. Didn't realize all the stuff that she did, you know what I mean, and keeping the place cleaned up and everything. And so they asked her if she wanted to come back for a little bit.
And were you able to get your daughter's driver's license and all that straightened out?
Straightened out. We got there, and since we got there, we had to go to one town and do the tags and taxes and everything. So she owed like 2 years of taxes for her tags, and that ended up being about $75. Then we had to go 20 miles the other way to another town to do the driver's license, and hers wasn't suspended, but it was about to run out. So we got an 8-year driver's license. That was like $40, but she paid for all of it, so it didn't cost me anything. So that was good.
Glad you got one of them that can drive now anyway. Hopefully she's not panic-stricken with it when she gets behind the wheel, though.
She is. She don't really have it in her heart to do it.
Space for Eric there on Echolink. I know it's hard to get that button quick enough sometimes. So don't let me walk over you, Eric. If I do, let me know, please.
Oh, no worries, no worries at all. I know, and it was a little tight, so I wanted to focus on the driving for now. But yeah, no, it's a lot of people who retire that we ask to come back part-time, just because, you know, a lot of the times when somebody goes, you know, you just don't realize everything they did, and then after they're gone, it's like, holy smokes, you know, we need this back. So we have a lot of people at the office, valuable things that they've always done that, you know, kind of went for granted. And
out what the sport mode does on this car. What
was
that?
All I heard was sport mode on this car.
And the regen from like the brakes and the coasting is a little bit higher, and it keeps the battery charged up, so when you get to a hill you have more battery power to to get up the hill. It throws it to the electric mode on my battery, but when you put it in sport mode, it goes up and it keeps like, you know, 8 or 9 bars, and that to give you that extra electrical boost.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on, but Echolink, I think, was dropping. Maybe I'm in a bed cell area or something. I heard you talking something about regen and something about boost and something about batteries, but I assume you're talking about an EV of some kind, but that's all I really heard.
I'm talking about the sport mode on my car, and then what it does is it runs the engine and charges the battery a little bit more and does a little bit different regen so that you have more battery power to make it uphill so the engine don't have to struggle.
Oh, okay. Which car do you have?
The Insight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I knew that, and I just forgot. But, the Bolt here has a sport mode, too. It's pretty wild. I'm kind of afraid of it, because get on it too much, man, the thing will just get away from you really fast. I mean, it's really, really fast. I can't believe how hard this thing pulls in the sport mode. So I probably will never turn it on.
Hybrid, I've worked on the older Volts when I worked for GM when they first came out, and they were pretty peppy then. Just they had a lot of little bugs in them, and it took a while to get all that worked out. So hopefully it's not as buggy as it used to be.
Yeah, it definitely has some bugs still. Nothing so much with the driving or the car or the drivetrain. It's mostly issues with the user interface, especially when it comes to music and climate and stuff like that. I'm trying to think of some of the things that I've noted. The Super Cruise works really well. I have a list of like 7 or 8 things I've taken down. I can't remember what they are off the top of my head, but just little things, mostly with the inbuilt apps for things like Spotify. Like, for example, the Spotify app in the head unit, you can start one of your playlists on your Spotify account, but you can't go and list what songs are in it and pick one of them. It's just, you're kind of at the mercy of the stereo. It doesn't have the capability of listing the songs that are on my app. So stuff, you know, little things like that are kind of annoying.
I'm done with the software and UI updates, so that's not too bad to fix there. They had quite a few bugs in the mechanical part of it when I was working on them.
I have not noticed anything... anything wrong with like drivability or the mechanical parts. Everything seems to work fine. I'm going to roll over my first 1,000 miles on this car today, and in those 1,000 miles, I really have not noticed anything mechanical that I thought was not up to par. So yeah, good job on GM for working all that stuff out.
Well, guys, I am in a black hole. So I'm going to jump out, say 7-3. Y'all have a safe trip on into work, and I've got to get to the tool truck and get it all finished, putting it back together. I didn't get quite done this weekend. So y'all have a good week, good day, and I'll talk to you this afternoon, KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
All right, 73 Patrick, have a good day and be safe out there. This is W2JKT.
Patrick, have a good day and be safe out there in the rain and the fog. KN4TFW. I still average going through the mountains of North Carolina and Kentucky. I still averaged 50 miles per gallon, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty fantastic. The last time I've seen a car like that, my dad, when I was a teenager, we had a Honda CRX, which is basically kind of like the Insight in size. But it was just a little 1.5-liter naturally aspirated motor. That would get 55 or 60 miles to the gallon on the highway because it was just a tiny, tiny car. It didn't weigh anything. The Bolt here, it gives me a readout in miles per kilowatt hour, and I'm getting around 3.8, 3.9 miles per kilowatt hour. And I don't know what that works out to per gallon of gas. I think it's supposed to be something like 125 miles per gallon equivalent. But I don't pay for charging. Really, it's just infinite because I don't have to pay for anything. So I'll take that every day of the week.
Pretty good, Ned. I'm glad you're enjoying it. This thing's got a few little quirks, but it ain't too bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's raining right now, like not heavy, but I'm still using the Super Cruise, and it's still working fine. The Super Cruise has disengaged on me a couple of times, I think just from poor visibility or something like that, but using cameras to see the lines on the road, and I think it combines that with his GPS to see, what road it's on and things like that. But yeah, it definitely, I'm pleasantly surprised that it's still able to do Super Cruise here in the rain.
Pretty good. I mean, mine just come on and said I was getting off the road, but I was definitely in the lane. So it's got a few little things that it thinks it sees, especially when the weather's not good.
I mean, there are going to be bugs in any kind of computer, interface like that. It's not going to calculate the right thing every single time. My YL Honda does that quite a bit. Like, if you're coming to the bottom of a hill and starting to go back up on the other side, it can sometimes like see the road coming up and tap the emergency brakes in error. That's kind of annoying. It's only done that to me once since I met her a year ago. So it'll misinterpret something and slam on the brakes for a second and kind of scare you to death. But other than that, it seems to work fine.
One does, it'll especially if you got the lane assist and all that stuff turned on, you better make sure you turn on your signal light if you're going to move lanes, because if you go across a solid white line, that sucker will jam on the brakes in a heartbeat.
some yahoo just nearly took me out because, you know, I don't know what it is about people who don't know how to merge properly, but for crying out loud, this guy almost took me out. But yeah, it's good. You know, the Super Cruise, it is really, really good at what it does. But it will absolutely give up and just like kind of throw it at you and say, hey, I can't try to do this. You need to take over for me. And, you know, it does have the alarm and the flashing red lights and all the things to get your attention. And it also has a camera, it's really good at detecting when you're not looking at the road. And if you look away from the road for more than a few seconds, it'll say, all right, you know, you're not looking at the road, so I'm not gonna do this anymore. You need to take over and look. So it's good. I think they have a good.
For DSW. Yeah, this one has something like that. It has driver, you know, it'll pop up and it'll say that, I'm not paying attention. So I don't know how exactly it knows that, but, it'll definitely say it. Man, it's a car with the whole bumper drug off of it.
Yeah, this one has a camera very conspicuously mounted right on the steering column, looking right at you, so you know you're being watched. It's kind of neat. It's also got a small, I don't think it's had a bunch of red LEDs in the dashboard that aim up into the windshield, and it'll start flashing those, and they're very good at, like, grabbing your attention. So when it thinks you're doing something wrong, it'll definitely let you know.
Construction zone there on 85 north of the 80. Man, it tells me real quick that I need to start paying attention because, you know, you're switching lanes and moving over here. Boy, it definitely don't like that.
What's crazy to me is that the Super Cruise still works in the construction zone and still does a fantastic job of that, even with all the lift. There have been a couple of times when I was worried whether the Super Cruise would be able to follow it. It does a superb job. I mean, it handles it. I still keep my hand on the wheel, you know, just in case, but I have not really had too much of a problem with the construction zone.
That's what I was worried about, how it would do in there, you know, all the switching and all the different line painting and that. Man, when I was getting on the interstate, there was a car, he missed the ramp going up to the interstate and ran right off into the ditch.
You know, whenever you see somehow, you know that little thought is going off in your head that, you know, they must have been texting or something while they were driving, because, I mean, I don't know, drivers have gotten so distracted lately. When I was living in Clemson, near the college, you know, like, it was a foregone conclusion. Like, if you saw a college student driving a car, you know, their face was down in their phone every single time, almost no exceptions. You know, every, you know, gotta get that text message or Facebook post or whatever, can't focus on the road long enough to let it go, you know, it's kind of scary.
Addiction is kind of funky. You gotta kind of pay attention because it's, I don't know, when you come off of the, you know, the four lane and you get into the turning lane to go across the lane to get onto the on-ramp, it's really wide right there. And if you don't go all the way to the end and turn, your headlights aren't shining the right way and the ramp cuts back real hard back to the left. And you'll shortcut it, and he shortcutted it and went right off in the ditch.
Oh, okay, so that just could be like a poor intersection design or something. I've definitely seen a few of those where if you haven't seen it during the day and haven't driven it a few times, it gets really tricky.
Paying attention because the receiving side on the other side is narrow. You know, it's, you know, a car and a half wide, and then where you're turning from is, you know, 10 cars wide, and you'll shortcut it in any minute. It's just dark. It's a really dark intersection, and you can't see anything. Plus, the on-ramp is a really short merge lane, and that, so, I mean, you got to be really getting on it.
Have you seen these places where they, on an overpass, they've actually reversed the, so you know, before you get to this overpass intersection to an interstate, you actually cross over and end up driving, you know, like British or something, like on the left side. I saw a YouTube video about those, and I think they do that design just to help with this about.
A couple of intersections like that. There's one up there where you get off of I-40 going to Gatlinburg up there in Sevierville up there at the Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, I know they've done a couple of them. I know down in Atlanta there are a few interstate interchanges like that where they've done the crossover. You definitely have better visibility when you're making that left, because you're already on the left. It's more of just like with the crossover and everything, you have to make fewer turns, and you have better visibility on the turns that you do make. So yeah, it's a cool design. A lot of people don't like it because it's just different and it's hard to get used to. But like once you do it a couple of times, you realize how much better it is.
So you can make a right turn really easy. You know what I mean? And then when you turn it left, like you said, you're already halfway across the bridge before you have to stop.
Well, we learn new things all the time. But you know what? I need to drop off here. The traffic's getting a little dicey. I'm coming up here on the Pelham/Woodruff disaster. So I'm going to jump off the radio here and start paying a little bit more attention. So it's good talking to you this morning. Hope you have a great day. And I'll be on this afternoon and then Wednesday, Thursday back in the office again. So we'll catch you a little bit later. This is W2JKQ3 and final.
All right, 7-3, Eric. You have a safe ride in and have an awesome day. And I'll maybe catch you this afternoon. KN4 GFW. I'll be clear.
Real quick one, fellas. Leon, KD4IOX. They call that a divergent X design intersection. It's supposed to move the traffic a whole lot easier and handles a lot more traffic because you don't have the traffic have to stop for those making the left turn onto the interstates or on the on-ramps. 7-3, guys. Have a great day. KD4IOX.
Awesome day. Yeah, I've seen a couple of them, and it looked like it was a lot more efficient.
I went up at the Airport Road 280 interchange off of I-26 up there in Hendersonville. I guess it's actually Fletcher or Asheville, Arden, what they consider. More Fletcher, I guess. But, yeah, it's much more efficient. It's just a lot. It takes a little getting used to.
Like the roundabouts, if you're not used to it, it'll get you all messed up.
Yeah, I've become not so much. I used to be a fan of the roundabouts, but I started driving this tractor trailer. I'm not such a fan of the roundabout anymore.
You on that one?
Fog all morning, head to work, and hoping it'll clear out when I came down the hill, but it didn't do it.
Right now up here in Spartanburg, but just enough drizzle to have to keep the wipers on, just enough to be aggravating.
I was going to tell Eric, I'm about ready to meet him. I'm going to go ahead and grab this tractor trailer, jump on the interstate right there at 80 and 85, and head south towards Anderson.
Up here at Gossett Road, exit 80.
Crossing over Hammett Bridge. Heading over to my office there, right off of Old Buncombe Road.
I'm fixing to jump off at the 80 up here in Spartanburg.
Hey, I enjoyed the conversation, even though I didn't say anything this morning. I just like listening to y'all's conversation. Learned a lot of interesting things. You got the, is that a Honda Insight or a Hyundai Insight?
Insight. It costs me 1 gallon of gas to go from Greer to Spartanburg and back every day. I usually average about 57, 58 miles per gallon, so it's a hybrid. You don't see the car advertised all that much, but, man, it's an awesome car. It looks just like an Accord.
Check that out. I'm looking for something for the wife. It's something I can borrow on the days that I am commuting back and forth between Hendersonville and Greer.
I can't complain about it. I put 28,000 miles on it, and I ain't had any issues out of it at all. It does awesome. Just drove it up to Kentucky, through the mountains, you know, up through the gorge, and that still averaged 50 miles per gallon.
The Toyota hybrid, I'm getting her, she got the RAV4 hybrid. She really likes hers, and I don't know. I'm still on the fence about getting even replacing the wife's cars. I guess it's about time to do it. But I'm pulling up my office here, so 73s, have a great day. Enjoy. Appreciate the information. KD4IOX, sir, on your file.
We have an awesome day. Come back and join us any morning. We're just on here just chit-chatting, trying to get to work. You have a good one. KN4TFW 73.